Well, I want to welcome you to the 25th Annual International Animal Health and Nutrition Symposium. It has actually been 25 years since this started out. I'm one of the few people who can actually claim to have been to all 25 symposiums. And I did a little math on it this morning and decided that I must have been about 15 years old when we get the first symposium. So, you're only as young as you feel, I guess. The theme for this year's symposium is sustainability, and I went back and did a little bit of background checking and found, in fact, that this is a term that has many definitions or many meanings. In fact, one place I once said that it actually defies a definition, so that makes the topic here a little bit difficult to understand and discuss. But there are some major things to think about, and what we're going to do today, tomorrow, Wednesday, is talk a little bit about this concept. And the idea here is fairly simple, straightforward. It's to look at economic, social, management practices that will meet the current needs, the needs of society today, without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. That's a fairly broad definition, but it builds into it a lot of different ideas. The components of sustainability, then, can be really broken down into some very basic ideas. First is we must consistently supply products that meet increasing demands. And that's something you don't usually think about when you think about sustainability. But realizing that the world population continues to grow, we will always have this increasing demand to meet their needs. It must be economically viable. And the term profitability is oftentimes used in this sense. But in many cases, it may not be profitability we're after. And in fact, in this day and age, the idea of breaking even is probably just as important as sustainability. By definition, the input should be renewable. We're trying to work on a system that does not destroy the environment, the areas we're working in, the resources that we have for future generations. It must integrate biological or natural biological processes and control systems. We all think of sustainability in terms of its natural role. An area we oftentimes don't think about is the idea that it must meet the current or be addressed with the current distribution and storage systems that we have in place. We must be able to use these materials. We can't store them back and not make them available. It must enhance the community health for now and the future. And this is a topic that will come up over and over again, what it takes to maintain the community and its healthy condition. And finally, it must have no environmental impact. This is an area that many of us agree on, but don't really address all the time. So we're going to not just minimize, but take away all environmental, overall environmental impact. There are a number of threats to sustainability that we're going to run across, and we're going to define a lot of those over the next 3 days. One of them, the most recognized one today, is probably economic limitations. How much can we afford to be or to use of our resources to make it sustainable? We have limited resources that will influence sustainability. We have a shortage of safe raw materials right now. We have environmental concerns that come to the top all the time when we talk about sustainability. We have expanding demand, which again is represented by the increasing population in the world. There are competitive systems out there in terms of animal agriculture. There are alternatives to animal agriculture. We have regulatory barriers. These are self-inflicted restraints, if you'd like, as our consumer protection, our perception of what we're doing. So this whole idea must be nurtured. We have to come up with ways of addressing these threats. Now, we have a lot of issues that actually drive sustainability for the future. We're doing things such as identifying new raw materials, developing untapped resources, changing the way we think about what's available to us. We're doing what we're going to do over the next 2 days, 3 days, talk about education, changing the way we think about sustainability. But probably one of the biggest driving forces is going to be our innovation, our ability to change. We'll look at new technology, new processing systems, new management, and business schemes to maintain that sustainability. And hopefully by the time you leave here on Wednesday, you will understand some new ways of addressing this issue. But I also put in here one other issue that's very important. We have a great sense of stewardship and resiliency in the agricultural industry. Oftentimes that's not perceived by the general public, but it is something that's built into every farmer, everyone who works in agriculture, the stewardship idea of maintaining the environment, maintaining society. It is part of our culture. But there are going to be some major needs for cultural changes, and that's what's going to drive us very much in the future. These will not just be things that we want to address, but they will be mandated. We're going to have to change the way we think about things in the future. So the goals, what are we going to do during the symposium? Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at, define, discuss, the issues that define sustainability in agriculture, in particular animal agriculture, and how that influences our profitability. We're going to discuss the threats, what are the things that are influencing the way we think about sustainability, but more importantly, we're going to talk about some of the innovative technologies, the practices, the management schemes that might be used to mitigate these threats and help us maintain that sustainability. And finally, when you leave here on Wednesday, we hope you will have some new ideas for business and management plans that will allow us to develop a sustainable industry in the future. But more importantly, we hope that you leave with some very new ideas, new concepts that you can think about, new ways of doing things. Another component of this particular symposium that we build in every year is to build some relationships. Get to know some other people, people that you can contact and that have like interests and ideas. The networking that takes place in this meeting is really something that is extremely important. And finally, if you didn't start last night or tonight, we hope you have a little bit of fun. And the old idea here is let's learn from each other and have some fun doing that. So that sets the stage for our symposium. It's going to be an exciting period. I hope you learn an awful lot.